Confessions of a Reluctant Technology User by Deanna Quietwater Noriega. I was born in a generation who left for college lugging a reel-to-reel tape recorder, Perkins Brailler, and a manual typewriter. As an aging baby boomer, I find myself trying to figure out how to use equipment never dreamed of when I first got my job. Most of it is expensive, and there are few opportunities to get my hands-on instructions before purchasing. Attending a national conference or technology conference is one way, but time is limited and you are likely to find vendors eager to sell the item and too busy to provide training. We live in an age where new methods for dealing with vision loss are continually being developed. I am not a person who enjoys tinkering with software or tools I need to use. Each new product, from my first talking computer to my iPhone, has been forced upon me by a need to remain competitive in the workforce. This said, I am also living proof that we old dogs can learn new tricks. Figure out how you learn and then look for what you need to become a confident user. Get your hands on tutorials or training material in the format that best works for you. I'm a Braille reader, so hard copy Braille is best for me. I am also a motor learner. I have to perform several tasks several times to get it stored in my chaotic brain filing system. Being a writer and poet, I don't even try to understand why a thing works. I just repeat using a tool enough times to get my fingers to move automatically through the procedures to get the job done. Talk to other users of the item you are contemplating purchasing. Network with people who use the product and can break down instructions into step-by-step directions. Some people are great technology users but can't explain or teach. Cultivate friendships with those who can explain in simple language or are willing to answer your questions. Tackle the learning process one step at a time. When I needed to learn to use an iPhone for work, I first learned how to answer it and hang it up. Then I worked my way through navigation and how to move around in it. I took one function at a time and worked through using it. National Braille Press, NBP, has always been one of the places I turned to for instructional material. www.nbp.org. Companies like Freedom Scientific have both free and paid webinars on their website to teach you how to use the products they sell. www.freedomscientific.com. Hadley School for the Blind is a correspondent school that also offers classes at no cost to master computer technology and independent living skills. www.hadley.edu/seminar. Mystic Access sells excellent audio tutorials to learn about many kinds of technology. www.mysticaccess.com. Don't beat yourself up if it takes time and repetition to get familiar with a new technique or mechanism. After a month working with my iPhone, I could move around the screens, change settings, use the contacts, calendar, reminders, and send and receive email. Then I used the Maps app to get driving directions for my husband. I did all this without purchasing any additional specialized blind-friendly apps. I can text my grandchildren, set a reminder for a meeting, check if I am free on a daily next month, and get Siri to call a friend on my contacts list. I have my office email synchronized with my phone so I can keep up with it while out of office. I have been keeping a list of apps suggested by blind friends for the time when I am confident enough with that I have learned to start branching out. I did load a free app called TapTapC that lets me use my phone camera to send a picture of something to someone who will tell me what they can see through the camera. I successfully figured out using this program, which of two packages of frozen burritos, which one's containing rice and chicken. I was even able to teach a much more technology-savvy friend how to make a conference call. The first time I tried to do it, I had to yell for my 11-year-old granddaughter to type in the participant code. Now I just add the conference number to my contacts list, then put two commas after the phone number, type in the PIN and hit the pound key, add another set of commas, and finish with the pound key or number key. This will dial all of the numbers I need without having to do anything. Don't let technology scare you. Be patient with yourself and with the program or product you are trying to learn and keep at it. I will confess, Siri has had to tell me I was being rude a couple times before we figured out how to get along. She also apologized for not knowing of State's secretary name. I have decided she is simply a recent graduate of secretarial school and once we have worked enough together, we will get along just fine. What is next? I have ordered a Bluetooth refreshable braille display to make entering data faster and making using of my iPhone more efficient. When you stop learning, you limit yourself more than one does with vision loss. Break it down into baby steps and figure out what you want from the device you are trying to learn. If you don't need a lot of bells and whistles you won't use anyway, then choose the simplest model and work your way through it. Don't feel you need to buy the high-end device until you have borrowed one or have someone who will help you learn to use it. You can do this stuff if you are persistent and keep working on it.